Chinese New Year with us, and we get to enjoy you.
So
thank you for coming.
用这个时间来到这里和我们团聚哈，所以我们很高兴中国新年的团聚。
Now we've got a new man here, Mr. Chu. Is that your name? Chu Chow.
Chou.
Mr. Chou. All right, that you've got a better name for him, but I'll call him Mr. Chu.
对，很欢迎我们周先生今天。
So we welcome everybody to our study today.
欢迎今天来的每一位。
Jeet is back.
Jeet 从印度回来了。
Jeet was in India.
他之前去了一趟印度。
So Jeet, you tell us the story of India.
今天我们讲讲印度的见闻。
I went to a wedding in India. My cousin's daughter was getting married.
我去印度参加一个婚礼，就是我的侄女，这个结婚。
In India, they have extravagant weddings.
哦，他们有个特别豪华的这个婚礼啊。
They're a week long.
所以一周，庆祝一周啊。
So the ladies especially have a good time at these places.
所以女士们都很喜欢这样的场合啊，庆祝一周啊。
And I had a wonderful time.With my brother-in-law, my wife's brother, and his wife, and her sister as well, over there.
所以我去那见了我的弟兄姐妹啊，也去那边见了我太太的哥哥和他的嫂嫂啊，所以我跟他们在一起有个很快乐的时间。
And I had a wonderful time telling them about Jesus.
很特别的是呢，我也有一个很好的机会跟每一个人讲耶稣基督。
But it's nice to be back home.
当然我也更高兴能回家。谢谢。
So we got an email from Eric.
我又收到一封邮件哈，是 Eric 弟兄从非洲发回来。
And I won't read it all, but I will read a little bit of it to you.
那我就不把所有的内容读给大家，比较长啊，我就剪几点跟大家讲。
He says that, All is well, everything's going fine.
他说一切都很好，都很顺利。
His main job is to supply water to various parts of this little community that they live in.
所以他这次去的主要任务呢，是做水管啊，帮这个纯净干净的水能够供应到他们所在的，就是个社区中心所在的那个地方。
There is a health center there, and so his job is to make sure that there's a good water supply to the health center.
尤其是呢，在这个地方，他们传教士建了一个医疗站啊，他要确保这个医疗站能用上干净的水。
But he found that the waste disposal system is not good, so he's got to put in some sewage lines and some septic fields.To get rid of the water.
然后呢，他做的过程中呢，发现呢，不但水供净水管缺乏哈，就是污水管也缺乏，所以他还得再造一套这个污水的排污系统啊。
So he's been very busy doing this, but he says he's thankful that he doesn't have to dig the ditches.
然后他说很忙，但是呢，他很感恩啊，就是他不需要自己去挖沟，因为这污水管这个。这个挖沟是个特别重的题目。
There are lots of younger men there who are strong. They dig that he tells them where to dig the ditches, and then they dig it for him.
对，因为 Eric 弟兄也年纪很大了，但是那边有很多很年轻的弟兄啊，非洲很年轻的弟兄，所以他就可以告诉那些弟兄们怎么挖，那些人就帮他挖好。
And then he's preaching in this town of Lukalwe. He's preaching regularly.On the subject of the Christians' warfare.
所以他在那边呢，同时也讲到，就在 Lukalwe 这个地方，他讲到的主题呢，就是在讲基督徒的征战。
Then on Sundays he goes to little churches that are scattered around this central city of Lukalwe.
所以他们的医疗站在这个中心的地方叫 Lukalwe， 然后在周围的很多村庄都有一些小的教会，所以他到。平时呢不工作的时候他就去讲道。
So he's enjoying it, he's working hard, and everything is fine.
所以他很努力的工作啊，一切都很顺利。
He'll be coming back, I think, in 2.5 weeks.
所以他大概还有两周半的时间就可以回来了。
So that's that news. Saturday is our Chinese New Year potluck dinner celebration.
那这是关于艾克弟兄的消息。那我们周六呢，这周六是我们中国新年的庆祝活动。
So we're looking forward to that 5:30 here.
所以五点半啊，我们邀请大家都能来。晚上五点半，周六。
I think that's all the special announcements. Remind you one more time, please don't park on the south side of 17th Avenue. We want to keep that free for our neighbor.
还再提醒大家，如果大家开车来呢？在十七街的南面哈、不要停车，因为这是留给我们南面的邻居的啊，其他的地方都可以。就十七街对面，十七街靠我们这边是可以的。
All right, so I think that's everything. Any other announcements or special items for this morning?
有没有特别的事情今天早上要提吗？
All right, well maybe we should pray. Jeet, would you like to just ask the Lord to bless us this morning?
Our loving Father in heaven, we want to thank you again for gathering us together this morning. Lord, we just want to thank you again for your word especially. It's like a light unto our feet, and Lord, it brightens our path as we go forth every day. And we want to thank you again that the Spirit of God can teach us. And Lord, how else shall we learn if he doesn't teach us? So we just pray that the Spirit of God might teach every heart here this morning of the truth and the loving kindness of our Savior, our Lord Jesus. So we commend this time into your hands, and we pray for each and every one, Lord, that you would open up their understanding, that they might understand thy word. We ask these things and give thee thanks in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, we're studying in John chapter 10.
好，我们在学习约翰福音的十章。
The context of what we're studying is that Jesus is the good shepherd.
那这个的上下文呢，就是耶稣基督是好的牧羊人。
The shepherd is one who looks after and cares for the sheep.
牧羊人呢，是那个照顾羊的那一位啊，关心羊的那一位。
And we get all excited about that because we need someone to care for and help us.
那我们很高兴知道这个概念，是因为我们也很需要有人呢来照顾我们哈。
When we're little children, we need some to care for us.
当我们是小孩子的时候呢，我们希望有人照顾我们。
It's very strange, but the if you believed in evolution, you would say that at the very top of the evolutionary ladder are human beings.
所以假设呢，我们看，我们人现在所相信的，假设我们是相信进化论的话呢，在这个顶点上呢，我们会觉得这就是人了。我们是从底下的低级的进化到我们比较高级的。
And the Bible says that when God made Adam, he made him to be at the very top of all his creation.
但是神在圣经里启示我们呢，他造亚当的时候，他也是造亚当成为所有受造物的之首啊，来管理众生的。
But when babies are born, they're almost the most helpless of creatures.
但是你会发现，当小孩子出生的时候呢，他可能是所有受造物里啊，它最软弱的一个状态。
When a sheep is born, it will get up on its legs and walk around and run around the very first day.
当一只羊出生的时候，在它的出生的第一天，它就会站立，然后会走动了。
But you didn't start to walk and run around until you were 1 year old.
但我们大概不到一岁，不太可能有这种动作。
What's the matter with you?
那你怎么回事呢？
We surely we should have been. We're supposed to be the best. Why did we start so very, very weak?
那我们按道理是最厉害的呀，我们为什么在出生的时候那么软弱呢？
And I think it's because when we were babies, we knew we needed a mother.
因为我们在孩子的时候，我们知道我们是要依靠母亲的。
And now that we're grown up, we need a shepherd.
现在我们长大了，我们需要一个牧羊人。
We need a shepherd to care for us, just like our mother cared for us.
所以我们需要一个牧羊人照顾我们，就像我们的母亲在小时候照顾我们一样。
And so the Lord Jesus now has been preaching for 3 years, and this particular day he's telling them that he is the shepherd to help the people.
耶稣在这里已经讲到了三年啊，在这一点特别的时点呢，他就给人启示，他是那个牧羊人，他是来帮助我。
So we're going to start in verse 22, and we're going to see how the scene changes just a little bit. We looked at these verses last week, but we're going to use them as our foundation for today. So, verses 22, 23, 24.
好，我们先读三节啊，22到24节，我们上周是停在这里的。在耶路撒冷有修殿节，是冬天的时候。
耶稣在殿里所罗门的廊下行走。
犹太人围着他说，你叫我们犹豫不定到几时呢？你若是基督，就明明地告诉我们。
Then came the feast of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple area walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews gathered around him, saying,How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. So he's been now preaching for 3 years.
他已经讲了三年了。
And this is winter time.
现在是冬天的时候。
It was at the Feast of Dedication, and...The people were gathered in Jerusalem celebrating.
这冬天呢是有个修殿节哈，那大家就在耶路撒冷有一次聚集。
But in 3 months, it was going to be Easter.
然后三个月之后呢，就会要有那个复活节了，也就是逾越节。
And at Easter time, he knew he was going to die.
所以在逾越节的时候，耶稣知道他要死了，就这一个的逾越节，他要上十字架。
They didn't know he was going to die.
但是犹太人不知道。
But John, who wrote this story, realizes that he's got to finish the story. There's only 3 months more, and so he focuses in on the key question about Jesus.
所以这里呢，写这个的约翰啊，他知道。之后会有受难了，因为他写的时候已经知道了，所以他要把这一段对话里最重要的部分呢记载下来。
The first key question about Jesus is who was he?
那第一个的问题就是他是谁？他是谁
？And so last week we put up on the board the little logic flow. Jesus Christ is either a liar.Or a lunatic, or the Lord.
所以上一周我们列了这三个选项哈，耶稣呢，或者是一个撒谎的人，或者是一个疯子，或者他就是如他所说，他是神。
So that becomes the question each of us have got to ask: Who is Jesus?
所以这是一个问题啊，我们每一个人，我们自己要做选择的，他是谁
？The Bible tells us a lot about him. Was the Bible true, or is it false?
所以圣经讲了很多关于耶稣的事，那我们要是要相信呢，还是不相信
？And if the Bible's record is true, then is what it says about Jesus true or false? Was Jesus true or false?
如果圣经讲到耶稣的事都是真的啊，那是不是我们应该如果圣经讲的都是真的，那是不是他讲到的耶稣的事也都是真的？
And actually, we're not going to prove this morning, but the Bible is such an accurate book that what it says must be acknowledged to be true.
但圣经呢，今天我没有不会花时间去证明，但是它的确是一本非常精确的书，所以它里面讲的内容呢，一定是对的。
So John in the Bible says, if you say that this is not true, the problem is you're saying God is a liar because this record is true and substantiable.
所以约翰使徒呢在这里讲的意思就是如果你不相信耶稣呢其实你意思就在讲神在圣经里讲的是一个说谎的话所以这个是非常严肃的事。
So we come to study the Bible to find out whether it's true.
所以我们来到这里学习圣经呢我们是要明白它是不是真的。
And then the next question is, all right, if the Bible is true, is Jesus really what he says he is?
所以如果圣经是真的，那他上面所记载的耶稣，所讲的是不是他所描述像他自己描述的那样？
So the end of verse 24 is, if you are the Christ, tell us plainly.
所以在24节最后说，你若是基督啊，就明明的告诉我们。
So how is Jesus going to answer this question?
那耶稣该怎么回答这个问题呢？
If it were me, I would have said, yes, I am.
如果我是我在那，我会很直接地回答说，是的，我就是基督。
But Jesus answers it in a little more obscure way in order to explain to people why they know and why they don't know.
所以耶稣呢用一个不同的方法，那他用的这个方法呢， 是想让每一个听的人明白他为什么知道，以及他为什么不知道。So
Jesus answers the question in verse 25.
然后耶稣的回答是从25节开始的。He
says, I did tell you, but you do not believe.
他说我已经告诉你们，你们不信。Okay.
So that's a very interesting principle.
所以这是一个非常有意思的原则。
If you want to believe more, you're going to have to believe what you do know.
所以如果你要相信更多，你要真的是相信你现在已经所知道的。So
there was a little boy who came home one evening at supper.
有一个小男孩呢，有一天晚餐他回家。His
daddy said to him, did you learn a lot today?
他父亲问他呢，你今天学没学到很多东西呢？
He said no.
他说没有。So
the father said, why didn't you learn anything today? Didn't they teach you anything in school?
然后他说，父亲说，你为什么没学到呢？难道学校没教吗？今天？
He said, I don't know, I didn't go to school.
他说我不知道，因为我今天干脆就没去学校。
Okay, now if you're going to learn, you've got to go to school.
如果你要学呢, 你总是要先去学校, 不是吗?
The only reason you would go to school was because you believed that if you went to school, you'd learn something.
你去学校唯一的原因呢, 是你真的知道啊, 你去了学校, 你相信能学到东西, 你才会去嘛。
And you believe that what you would learn in school would be good.
而且你相信在学校学的呢，对你会有好处，你才会去。And
so the first thing is, Jesus said, "You don't know who I am because you don't believe the basics. You don't even believe anything about me."
所以耶稣说，你们不明白，是因为你根本不相信，不相信这里所讲的一切这些基础的，所以你就不可能明白。So
if you want to believe more, you've got to believe what you know you should believe.
所以你要知道，你要相信更多呢，你一定是在最初的时候，你有一个基础的信心。So
that's why I'm always excited about these meetings.
这就为什么我总是对这样的查经的聚会很高兴。Because
you got up this morning to come to learn the Bible.
因为你们决定起来先来学习圣经。You
could have stayed in bed.
你本来可以睡懒觉的啊。It's
nice and warm in bed.
躺床上睡觉总是很暖和的。But
you came because you believe that if you come, you'll learn something more.
因为你相信，你来会学到更多，所以你才会来。So
then his answer goes on in verse 25. He says, the miracles that I do in my Father's name, they speak for me.
25节说呢，我奉我父之名所行的事，可以为我做见证。
Okay, so these people had seen the miracles.
那这些人呢，看见了神迹哈。
And they had to answer the question, what did those miracles say?
所以他们必须要回答这个问题啊，这些神迹所说的是什么？
Okay, now we go through life, and our success in life is by reading the meaning behind what we see in life.
所以我们在我们的生命里啊，我们要读那每一件事情发生背后的那个原因和逻辑。
So when one's young, he says, I can see that the people who go to university usually live better lives than the people who don't. I will go to university.
比方说一个很简单的例子呢，你看哦，去大学的人呢，他们之后的生活呢，可能读过大学的可能会比没读过的生活要好一点。那哦，你说知道了，我要去读大学。
Some people say that the people who move to Canada have a better life than people who don't. So they come to Canada.
或者你再看一个统计，那可能去加拿大的人呢，那他们可能生活会好一点，比那没有去的。你说啊，所以我也要去。
So my grandfather came to Canada. And he decided he would have a better life. He was going to be a farmer in Alberta.
所以我的祖父呢也是这么想的。所以呢，他在他的那个年代呢，他也来了加拿大，他在阿尔伯塔省呢做了一个农夫。
And so he started farming in Alberta, but it got cold that winter in Alberta.
然后他开始啊，第一年在阿尔伯塔种地的时候，那年特别冷。
He had a big mustache.
他是大胡子。
And he woke up one morning.
他有天早上起来。
It was so cold that his mustache was frozen to his pillow.
然后他那天早上起来太冷了，然后呢，如此之冷了，他的胡子冻住了，粘住枕头了。
Okay, and he couldn't.He couldn't get free from the pillow.
所以他就没办法把这个枕头离开了啊，他就带着枕头得起来了。
So he said, I'm not going to be a farmer anymore.
他说我再不在这种地了，太冷了。
And he moved into the city. Okay.
然后他就决定离开这个地方，他就去到城里去了。
We live life by acknowledging the signs.And doing what they say.
所以我们的生活，你会看见，你是承认已经有的事啊，然后比如说科学告诉你的道理，然后你去按照这个所了解的，你往前进，你。
And when you see the Lord Jesus Christ, what are you supposed to say?
然后当你看见主耶稣呢，你会说什么呢？
So I remember preaching a long time ago about John chapter 5 and the man who was paralyzed from his birth lying on a mat.
那我们都知道，约翰福音的五章啊，有一个故事，有一个人在他的他是瘫子啊，在他的垫子上躺了很多年。
And there were many people also lying on a mat beside him.
在他身边也躺了很多类似的人。
Jesus said to the one man, he said, get up and walk.
然后耶稣对他说呢，在躺了三十八年的瘫子说，你起来，可以走了。
And the man got up and walked.
然后这个人就相信耶稣了，他就起来了，他就走了。
What would you have done if you were in the next bed?
如果你是躺在他边上的瘫子，你会应该怎么办？
You would have said, me too. How about me? Me too.
你会说我也要，我也要嘛。你别把我落下了，我也要。
But you say, there were many who didn't say that.
但你就知道了，当天不是很多人都这么说了。
Why didn't they say me too?
为什么他们没说我也要呢？
Because if they got up and walked today, tomorrow they would have to go to work.
因为呢，他如果今天早上今天他站起来他要走的话呢，第二天他就得去工作了。
And if they just lay in the bed somebody would have brought them something to eat tomorrow.
如果他一直躺着呢，明天还至少还有人拿吃的给他。
There's reasons why people don't say me too.
所以人们说我没有说我也要呢，背后是有原因的。
The miracles that Jesus did, what do they speak? What do they say?
所以耶稣所行的神迹哈，它都是会有里面的含义的。这些神迹本身是想告诉我们什么道理？
All right, verse 26.
26节。
But you do not believe because you are not my sheep.
只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊。
Okay. Do you want to be God's sheep?
你希望成为神的羊吗？
Do you want to have a good shepherd?
你希望有一个好的牧羊人吗？
Do you want to have good food?
你希望有好的食物吗？
Okay. You get all that when you believe.
当你信的时候你就都得着了。
But if you see the miracles and you say I don't know, I'm not, I don't want, you won't be able to believe.
如果你看见了这些神迹，你说哎呀，我也不是愿意相信，我也不是很想要，你是不会信的。
The very first thing is that if you're going to get the blessing of God, you have got to become one of His sheep.
所以，第一件事啊，你要得着神的祝福，你要先成为他的羊啊。
Okay, we talked about this a few weeks ago.
我们几周以前讲过这个事儿。
This is the fold or the place where Jesus' sheep live, and they're in here, all in here.
所以这是一个羊圈啊，耶稣的羊住在里面。
Jesus said, I am the door.
耶稣说他是那门啊，所以他是那个羊圈的门。
There are lots of sheep out here.
然后呢，圈外也有很多的羊。
Okay. Now, if you want to be one of Jesus' sheep, what do you have to do?
如果你想成为耶稣的羊，你需要怎么样？
You've got to come in.
你要进去嘛，对不对？
It's all very simple.
就这么简单的，你要进去。
You've got to come in. And if you come in, you meet the shepherd. Jesus is the door, and he is also the shepherd. If you come in, you will meet him. You'll learn all kinds of wonderful things about him.
所以当你进去，你通过他，他是门了。进去以后，他也是牧羊人。然后呢，你在这个羊圈里待的时候，你就自然知道这个牧羊人一切的美善，你才能知道。
Okay, so you've got to come in. You've got to believe to come in.
所以你第一件事，你要相信里面是好的，你要相信你才会进去嘛，否则你不会进去。
And then you can believe when you get in.
然后当你进去了以后，你会信更多了，因为你得着更多，你知道你进去是对的。
But you can't understand the wonderful things of God on the inside if you're not prepared to say, I want to go in.
所以你若没有最基础的这个信心呢，你是不可能在里面得着越来越信的那些东西。
So Jesus said, you're not my sheep. That's why you don't believe.
这就这节经文讲的意思。他说 你不是我的羊啊，所以你们不信。
If you recognize the miracles and you say, me too, I want to go in. Then you'll begin to understand all the wonderful things about Jesus.
如果你承认这些神迹，你说我也是，我也要，然后你就进去以后，你就能明白更多关乎耶稣的道理，关乎神的启示。
But if you won't come in, you're not part of His sheep.
如果你不相信啊，你不进去呢，你就不会成为他的羊的一部分
了。All right. Verse 27. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me.
我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
So you'll find that the Christian people are people who read the Bible to listen to the voice of the Lord Jesus.
所以你会发现呢，耶稣基督的门徒啊，就是基督徒，他们是一群什么人？他们是读神的话，愿意听神声音的人。
And Jesus said, I know who they are.
然后耶稣说呢，我也认识他们，我也知道他们是谁。
It's very interesting. Jesus knows everything about us.
很神奇啊，耶稣知道我们每一个人的每一件事。
And he knows whether we're his sheep or not.
他也知道我们到底是不是他的羊。
He knows whether we came in or whether we don't.
他知道我们是在圈外面还是圈里面。
He even knows when we're reading the Bible.
他也知道呢，当我们读圣经的时候，他也了解我们。
Okay, and the other thing about his sheep is that if you are his sheep, you will follow him.
所以如果你是他的羊，神知道你一定会跟随他。
All right, so what happens if you get into that fold?
如果你进了这个羊圈，会发生什么呢？
Well, one of the things that happens is that Jesus will protect you there.
那第一呢，就是耶稣会在里面保护你。
Outside, there are lots of wolves.
因为在外面可是有狼的。
And so you come inside to keep from the wolves.
所以你进去啊，你就是远离了狼了。
Outside there are lots of diseases, so you come in so that you won't get sick.
然后外面呢有很多的疾病，所以你进去呢你就不会得病。
Okay, so you say, listen, I want to go inside. I want protection. I want food. I want to be strong.
所以你说，哎，我要你的保看顾啊，我要强壮，我需要在你的里面。
Now verse 28 says,
28节,
I give to my sheep eternal life.
我就赐给他们永生。
Is that a good deal?
这是不是个好的事情?
Yes.
Absolutely amazing.
非常好。
Yeah. And I told you that I met Mr. Eagle, the Eagle Man, the other day.
我告诉大家以前那个故事啊，我有一天碰到一个特别喜欢研究鹰的人。
I said to him, "Where are you going to spend eternity?"
我就问他，你在永生里、永恒里，你要在哪里度过呢？
He said, "I'm going to spend it down there in the ground."
他说我要在地底下度过永生。
Okay, now he doesn't know that. He's going to spend it far deeper down in the ground. He's going to spend eternity in hell.
但是他却不知道啊，他说这个地底下会比他想的要深得多哈，那就是地狱了。
But if there were no hell, where would you rather spend eternity? In heaven or in the ground?
即使没有地狱啊，你愿意在哪里度过你的永恒呢？是在天堂还就是在土里面？
Okay, I'd rather spend eternity in heaven, thank you.
那我
I'm not looking forward to next 100,000 years in the ground.
那我还是要选择天堂，那我也不希望在坟墓里度过永生。
Why do people go in to be his sheep?
那为什么人们愿意成为耶稣的羊呢？
They want eternal life.
因为人们需要永生啊。
Two things about eternal life.
永生有两件事，关乎永生。
One is its quantity. How long is eternal life?
第一呢，就是它的量啊，它有多长呢？永生有多长？
Okay, and the mathematicians say it's very long.
然后数学告诉我们是很长，无限的。
Okay, how? What is the quality of eternal life?
除了量呢，第二个还是质。
And the Bible says it's very good.
圣经说呢，永生真的很好。
And you know it's very good for two reasons.
那你知道这是很好呢，有两个原因。
Number one.Jesus is the shepherd.
第一呢，是耶稣是那牧羊人。
And number two, Jesus does all kinds of miracles.
第二呢，耶稣做了很多的神迹。
So do you think that if you were to become a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you were to be one of his sheep, do you think that he would be able to do a miracle for you?
如果你看了这些，你相信耶稣做的这些神迹，你觉不觉得，他会在一样坐在你身上呢？
That's what the miracles say, isn't it?、
就是、
Jesus said, "Look at the miracles."、
嗯、
I do all these wonderful things.
所以耶稣想让我们看见这些神迹，就是告诉我们他也可以坐在你身上，你看这一些美好的事。
Is eternal life going to be good?
那永恒的生命是不是很好呢？
Yes.
Is eternal life going to be happy?
是不是很快乐呢?
How do we know?
我们怎么知道?
Everywhere Jesus went, he solved the problem so people could be happy.
因为耶稣不管走到哪里，他都解决了人的困难，人们马上就开始高兴了。这是一个客观的事实。
Okay, I was only 7 years old, but I could understand that.
所以我当时只有七岁啊，我也能理解这简单的道理。
I said, that's what I want.
我就是这就是我想要的了。
All right, so if you were to get into this fold, and if the Lord Jesus Christ were to save you, could you get lost?
如果你愿意接受，耶稣也要救你，你会失丧吗？
Okay, this is what verse 28 says. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, no one can snatch them out of my hand.
28节后半段呢，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
Is that a good guarantee?
这是不是很好的保证啊？
We lost the heat in our house. My sister lost the heat in her house.
就是我住的家里，我姐姐家啊，那个最近那个暖气不行。
The furnace man said, I can fix that. All I've got to do is get some parts, give you a new fan, you'll be okay.
然后修的工人说呢，哎，我可以修好它，然后找点配件就行了。
We said, that's very good. When?
然后我说，哎，非常好。
Can we get it?
什么时候能修好？
They said, well, this was Monday. When can we get it? And they said, well, the day after tomorrow.
然后这是礼拜一的事啊，那我们就问什么时候能修好，他说后天。
I said, Norma's going to be very cold between now and the day after tomorrow.
那我就想，哎呀，那 Norma 就应该会很冷啊，从那一天到后天啊，这两天里会很冷。
So when I spoke to her yesterday morning, I said, how are you? She said, I am very cold.
然后昨天早上我问他，我说怎么样啊？他说哎呀，好冷，我觉得好冷。
But I said I've got a little space heater in my house. I'm going to bring it over to you.
然后我说呢，我的家里有一个小的那个移动的这个取暖器哈，我可以给你拿来。
So I went down the basement and I got the space heater and I took it over and I plugged it in.And it wouldn't work.
然后我就进我的地下室啊，我就找到这个取暖器啊，我把它插上，一看，不没用，坏了啊。
And I thought, what is the matter? And I looked at the fine print on the heater, and there was a little sign, and it said this: guaranteed for life.
然后呢，我看怎么回事啊？我想修一下这个取暖器啊。我看那个标识，标识上还有一行字写的“永生保修”啊，永远保修。
And I took it home and threw it in the garbage.
然后我就把这样东西扔到垃圾桶里去了。
It said it was guaranteed for life, but it wasn't.
然后他说永远保证，他其实做不到。
And when we bought it, we probably spent $10 more just for that guarantee sign.
我们甚至有的时候还会多付10块钱啊，就为这什么永远保修这事还付钱。
Okay, now Jesus says, I guarantee eternal life.
那耶稣说呢，我保证你的永生。
Can you trust him?
你相不相信他呢？
He says, no one is able to pluck you out of my hand.
他说没有人能把你从我手里抢出去。
Okay, that's where a Christian lives.
这就是耶稣，这就是基督徒们生活的依靠。
He lives in Jesus' hand.
因为他活在耶稣的手里。
Isn't that a nice picture?
这是不是很美的图景呢？
When I was a little boy, I used to go for a walk with my father.
我在小孩子的时候呢，我有时候跟我父亲出去走。
And when we were walking along, I would hold his hand.
我走得远的时候呢，我就会抓住他的手啊。
And then when we got to the main street where there were lots of cars,
尤其到大街上很多车的时候，
he would say, Harold, We're going to cross the street.
他会说呢 Harold 我们现在要过马路了。
And before I was holding his hand, but when we crossed the street, he held my hand.
前面走的时候呢是我拉着他的手啊在过大街的时候呢变成他拉着我的手了。
He said, you're not going to run away. I've got your, he held on tight.
他说现在过马路了你不能乱跑了所以他紧紧抓着我的手。
Jesus says, as you go through life, he's going to hold your hand.
所以呢耶稣说当你作为一个基督徒你要经过你经历你一生的时候是他攥住你的手。
And the more I go in life, the more I rejoice. Jesus loves me.
所以我越经历我的一生
He's holding my hand.
我越能够喜乐因为耶稣很爱我他攥住我的手。
I need that.
我真的需要真的。
We all need that.
我们每个人都需要。
When is he going to let go of my hand?
他什么时候会让我的手松开呢?
Not until eternity is over.
除非永恒结束了他才会松开。
Is that good enough?
这是不是很好呢?
No, it's not.
还不够好。
Verse.
还再往下。
29.
二十九节。
My Father, who has given them to me,is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand.
他说我父把羊赐给我他比万有都大谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。
So that's a double fully guaranteed.
所以这是一个双重的保证啊。
No one else can give you a guarantee like that.
没有人能给你这样的保证。
Sin will say you can have fun today.
那罪也会给你这样的话，他说：“哎，你今天可以有快乐。”
All it can guarantee is heartache and sorrow tomorrow.
他能够保证的就是明天的心碎啊，和痛苦啊。
All right, so the story is this. I can't remember the verse earlier. It says that.Those who came before me were thieves and robbers, and they said, "We're going to get the sheep."
所以那些不是耶稣基督的保证的那个来源，就罪的来源，他什么？他是偷窃、杀害、毁坏啊！他说我要进来是要做这样的事。
Okay, and so the Lord Jesus says, "No, I am the door." I'm going to protect all who are in there. No one can get in to damage the people inside. From the outside, you can't get in. That's the guarantee.
所以耶稣的保证说是他是那个门呐、啊，没有人能够不经过他能来到里面去伤害羊。
Now many people make this next mistake.
那很多人呢就开始。犯了下面的这个错误。
They say,
那他们说呢
that in spite of the fact that others can't get in, if you are a sheep, you can get out.
所以他会这么说，虽然外面的人不能进来伤害你，但是呢，你可以自己出去。
And therefore they would teach that you must be very careful because.Though others can't get in, you could always get out, and you could lose your eternal life.
所以他说，虽然是圣经告诉你呢，豺狼不能进来，但是呢，你会出去，所以你要小心，你一生啊，你很可能会失掉你的救恩。
So, if Jesus were to say to you, "I am going to."Give you and guarantee that you will have life for a whole year.
如果今天耶稣说呢，我要给你保证啊，你有一个一年的生命。
If he promises you, he's the God of creation, he's the God of miracles. If he promises you that you will have life for a year, could you lose it?
如果他是一个创造主，他是万有的主。如果他应许你，你会有多一年的寿命，你会失掉他吗
And the answer is no. If you said you're going to have it for a year, you're going to have it for a year.
他说有一年，你就有一年，你不会丢掉。
And if he said you're going to have eternal life, how long would you have it for?
那如果他不是一年，他说我给你永恒，那你会得多少呢？
You'd have it forever.
那就是永恒了。
And if you could give it away, then it wouldn't have been eternal life in the first place, would it?
如果你能够失掉，那它本身就不是永恒，对不对？
So interestingly,This particular fold is not just a place that you can only get into by Jesus, but it's a place where you can't get out unless Jesus goes with you, and even that's a bad example. You cannot get away from God's eternal life. You can't get away.
所以这样的一个比喻呢他不但告诉我们我们进去是借着耶稣基督进去的他更告诉我们呢我们不可能失丧我们不可能自己能够走出来
It's something like a prison
所以这个就像什么就像一个监狱一样不是很形象的
okay?
不是很恰当的地方
And you can't get out of God's wonderful prison if you say I want to get in
只要你愿意进去呢神不会让你失丧
So the argumentis also something like this. You have free will.
所以呢，你有自由意志哈。
Okay. If you have free will, you can decide to go to heaven. You can decide to sin or not sin. You can have free will to do what you want.
所以你可以选择去天堂去地狱你可以做你觉得你想要做的事
When you get to heaven are you going to be able to sin?
但是你到天堂以后你觉得你还能犯罪吗
No
不能了
What happened to your free will?
那你的自由意志发生什么了呢
Is free will not important?
自由意志不重要吗
How can you have free will in heaven if you can't sin? That's not free will.
如果你在天堂里，你不能犯罪，这就不是自由意志了吗？
So is God fair?
那神是不是公平呢？
By taking away your free will, when you get to heaven?
拿走了你的自由意志，你觉得他公不公平呢？
You understand the question?
你现在明白这问题吗？
Okay, this is the answer.
那答案是这个啊。
When you become a Christian, you give up your freedom to sin.
所以，当你成为基督徒的时候呢，你就放弃了你犯罪的自由。
So when I get to heaven, people are going to say to me, Harold, are you not sad that you can't sin?
然后当我去天堂的人们问我，哎呀，你是不是不能犯罪了？你是不是很伤心呢？
And I'm going to say no.I asked Jesus to take away my free will to sin when I got saved when I was 7 years old.
我说不，我才不傻，因为我七岁的时候，我得救的时候，我跟耶稣说了，我叫他拿走我犯罪的自由，我不想要他的自由了。
And now I get to be in heaven, and I don't have to fight against sin anymore. And he answered my prayer. I did not want the ability to sin.
所以我神回应了我的祷告，所以我在天上不需要再为在罪里做征战了哈，要不要犯罪做征战，我很高兴。
When you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, He gives you eternal life.
如果你信靠耶稣基督成为你的救主，他给你永生。
And He holds you in His hand.
他把你紧紧攥在他手里。
And then the Father comes.And he holds you in his hand.
然后父来了，他也把你攥在他手里。
Okay, and the fact is, others can't get into you.
然后呢，再没有别的人能进来。
And you can't get out.
然后你也出不去。
Okay, and I just say hallelujah.
我说这太棒了。
So we used to sing these two verses.
我们经常会唱
的。And I won't sing them for you this morning.But there's just a lovely little chorus that says, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And it's just, the music's just rolling through my head. marvelous truth.
所以这里有一个特别美的圣诗哈，有个旋律，就是把这两节经文啊唱出来了，就是啊、谁也不能把我不能从我父手里啊把他们夺去。
Who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣呢？
Well, he's the good shepherd.
他是那好牧者。
Okay, and he's telling these people who he is.He said, listen, this is the one, I'm the one who holds my sheep. I've got the sheep, my father's holding them in my hand. Who do you think I am?
所以他说我把羊攥在我手里啊，赋予我原为一啊，你觉得我是谁呢？
And then verse 30.
然后三十节。
I and my father are one.
他说我与父原为一啊，他就是神。
Who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣呢？
God.
他就是神。
I and my Father are one. That's the question they ask. How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. He said, I and my Father are one. That's pretty plain.
所以这就是很明明的回答了犹太人二十四节的问题。回答是什么呢？就是三十节，我与父原为一。
Verse 31.
三十一节。
Again, the Jews picked up stones to stone him.
犹太人又拿起石头来要打他。
So the question is, they said to him, "Why don't you tell us plainly?"
现在麻烦来了，就是这些人是问耶稣，那你能不能明明的告诉我们
？He could have said, "Because if I do, you're going to pick up stones and throw them at me. That's why I'm not telling you."
耶稣也不能说呢，我不能告诉你们，因为我告诉你们，你们就拿石头打我啊。
Okay, but he's going to tell them now.
但耶稣还是要告诉他们。
And it's interesting, if you look at verse 31, the word is again. How often did they pick up stones to stone?
所以你会看三十一节呢，它这里有一个词又，所以说明啊，这不止第一次了啊，多少次啊，他们都是要拿石头来打他。
How many miracles did he do?
那耶稣又做了多少个神迹呢？
Many, many.
许许多多。
How often did they try to kill him?
那这些人又多少次想要杀耶稣呢？
Many times.
也很多次。
Can you imagine?
你能想象吗？你可以想象。
My eagle's friend.
是我那个研究鹰的朋友啊。
He was very upset because the people who lived 100 years ago in North America.Killed a lot of carrier pigeons.
Carrier pigeons.
He was very, very upset that they killed the carrier pigeons.
他很伤心，就是这些人杀了很多鸽子，他就很伤心。
But he didn't get upset that they killed Jesus.
但他们不会因为人们杀了耶稣而伤心。
Something very wrong.
你会看见这里面的对比啊。
But they didn't just kill Jesus again and again and again and again. They tried to kill Jesus.
他们不只是一次想要杀耶稣啊，只是没成功啊，就是一次一次一次一次的想要杀。
Yeah. Heart of man's very, very deceived.
所以人心啊，是真的是败坏的。
So Jesus said to them, verse 32, I've shown you many great miracles from the Father. For which of these are you going to stone me?
耶稣对他们说，我从父啊显出许多善事给你们看，你们是为哪一件拿石头打我呢？
That's a good question, isn't it?
这是个很好的问题，是不是？
Which one of the miracles didn't you like?
你哪一个神迹你不是很喜欢呢？
We have a fairy tale in the English language.
我们在英语里啊会有一个神话故事。
It's about a goose.
讲的是一个鹅。
Okay, and a goose. You know what a goose is? You shoot it, and you have really good. It's something like Peking duck. It's really, really good.
鹅是非常好，就像那个鸭子一样，比鸭子大啊，是个很好的一个。
This particular goose used to lay eggs.
这个特别的鹅呢，它会下蛋。
And the eggs that the goose laid were gold.
然后这个鹅下的蛋是金蛋，是个神话故事啊，一个金蛋。
Okay, so if you had a goose that laid golden eggs, what would you do?
如果你有一只鹅会下金蛋，你会怎么样呢？
You'd feed it any kind of breakfast it wanted.
你会每天用最好的早餐喂它。
Okay, and you'd put it in a cage so that nobody could get to it.
你会把它放在一个笼子里啊，没有人能够碰它。
And every day you'd run and get another egg and you'd put it in the bank.
你每天拿了一个蛋就存银行去了。
And the story in English is, he killed the goose that laid the golden egg.
那这英语的这个谚语就是他杀了一只下金蛋的鹅。
Okay. If you had a goose that laid a golden egg, you might even kill it, but you'd never kill Jesus.
就算你有一只下金蛋的鹅，你可能会杀它，但是你也永远不要去杀耶稣啊。
So Jesus says, which of the miracles that I did are you going to kill me for?
所以耶稣会问呢，我做了哪一件好事，你们为这杀我呢？
I should tell you that the Bible talks about stoning people.
圣经里讲过哈，关于用石头打人这件事。
Okay, and you throw stones at them.
你是用石头啊扔那个人。
So if we did that in Vancouver today, do you think it would work?
如果我们今天要在温哥华做这件事情，你觉得会有用吗？
The problem is we don't have many stones.
没有用，因为我们找不到足够多的石头啊。
So if you wanted to stone somebody, you'd have to run around the yard and oh, here's a little pebble. No, that's not big enough. And,
然后你真要打用石头打一个人，你会四处找，你找了半天，哎，找到一个小石头，这个太小了。
But in the land of Israel, there are more stones than in any country I've ever seen.
所以在那个时代的以色列哈，有比全地其他各个地方都多的石头。
And so when I was there, I watched a grandmother who was upset with her grandson.And she chased him down the street, throwing stones at him.
我就在那亲眼看见，我去以色列的时候，亲眼看见一个祖母啊，特别生气，她的孙子啊，就后面街后面追他，追不到呢，他就拿石头扔他啊。
And we went to the town of Bethlehem.
那我们就去了这个伯利恒了。
Where Jesus Christ was born.
那就是耶稣出生的地方。
And we were in a great big bus.
我们是一个大的车。
And as we came out of the bus, some of the teenage boys in Bethlehem didn't like Jewish people.
所以当我们离开这个，我们下车的时候呢，当地有些十几岁的孩子不喜欢犹太人。
And we heard against the bus thump thump thump.
然后我们就听见这个车，这个大的那个 bus 车上啊，咚咚咚的声音。
And the boys threw stones at our bus.
他们就用石头来扔我们的这个 bus 车。
Two or three of the stones hit the side of the bus and just left dents.
然后呢，我们回头看的时候，就看见一个个坑啊。
One of the stones came crashing through the window and landed in the back of one of the women who was in our bus with us.
然后有一个石头还甚至打碎了玻璃，进来打到了我们一个姊妹的身上啊。
Okay, when you go to Israel today, you be careful.Because you could get stoned.
所以你今天去以色列啊，你小心啊，没准有人用石头扔你啊。
He had the same experience.
Now he is in Israel. Now
he's in Israel now.
Yeah.
Very good. We've got to pray for him that he will be protected. Yeah. All right. So it was a very real threat.When they took up stones to stone him, they didn't have to run around to find the stones. They were right there.
所以这是一个随时有的风险啊，因为他们不需要四处去找石头，他只要一弯腰就能拿起一块石头，足以致命的。
But you see, Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ.
耶稣就是耶稣嘛。
And he wasn't afraid.
他不害怕。
He just stood right there.
他就站在那里。
And said now, verse 32.I've shown you many great miracles from the Father. For which of these are you about to stone me?
所以耶稣也不怕他们扔啊，就说呢，我从父显出许多善事给你们看，你们要哪一件拿石头打我呢？
So So it's very right. He didn't turn around and run away.
他并没有转身跑啊。
He's God.
因为他是神。
And he did. They had the stones ready to stone him. He just stood there and he said, "Now, which of my miracles are you going to stone me for?"
他就问他们，我哪一件你要用石头扔我？
And then they said, verse 33, "We're not stoning you for miracles," replied the Jews.For blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God.
犹太人回答说，我们不是为善事拿石头打你，是因为你是说健忘的话，因为你是一个人，反将自己当作神。
Okay, so if you study words very carefully, what is wrong with the line that says, you, a mere man, claim to be God? What's wrong with that line?
那这一句话有什么问题？你只是个人，反将自己当作神。
Was he a man?
他是个人吗
？Yes.
是的，他是一个人。
Was he a mere man?
他只是个人吗
？No.
No, he wasn't an ordinary man.
他不是一个普通的人。
And that's what they didn't understand. When they looked at him, they saw a man.
啊，所以这是他们的问题。当他们看见耶稣的时候，他们只看见耶稣这个人。
But you see, when they saw what he did, they knew he was far more than a man.
当他们认真看耶稣所行的，他们就知道这远不只是一个人了。
But they wouldn't believe the miracles.
但他们不愿意相信这些神迹。
You will find when you speak to people about the Lord Jesus that you will ask them questions and they won't.Answer the question that you put to them.
所以你也会碰到同样的情形。当你跟人讲耶稣基督的时候，你会问他们问题，但他们有的时候呢，不愿意正面回答你的问题。
You just ask them the question, explain the miracles, please.
然后你会问他们，你解释一下这些神迹。
You can get them to explain the miracles from the Bible.
你可以让他们解释一下圣经里的神迹。
You can ask them to explain the miracles from science.
啊，你可以让他们。从这个科学来解释这个神迹。
You can ask them to explain the miracles from history.
你可以让他们从历史的角度来解释。
You can ask them to explain the miracles from prophecy.
从预言的角度。
And you will find they don't answer the questions.
你发现人呢没办法去回答这些。
And so I spoke the other day to the eagle man.
我有一天我还是跟这个喜欢鹰的朋友聊哈。
And I told you this, but I was just amazed at the answer. I said to him, "You're a scientist, and mathematics says that life generating on the earth without an outside agent is absolutely impossible." Without an outside agent, it's autogenesis, spontaneous.Genesis of life without any outside agency to make it work.
Okay, 就是科学家呢不相信啊，就是他有一个外部的力啊来带来生命啊，他觉得就是自己产生的。
Okay, and I said the mathematician can prove that is absolutely impossible.
但是科学呢，其实自己啊，数学家啊，其实是自己证明这是不可能的。
And his answer, being a scientist, was this.
他作为一个科学家，他的回答是这个。
He said, "The trouble with mathematicians is all they care about is numbers."
他说，数学家的问题就是他们总是只在乎自己的数字。
That's not an answer.
这不是一个答案吗
？Jesus keeps on putting the question to them. What about the miracles?
所以耶稣不停地问他们，你这些神迹你怎么解释
？They didn't answer.
但他们不能回答。
They said, "You're a mere man."
他就说你只是一个人。
Which is wrong.
这是错的。
And then they said, "You make yourself to be God."
然后你把自己当作神。
He said, "I didn't make myself to be God. The miracles prove that I am God."
所以神耶稣他并不是我把自己当作神，我所行的神迹证明我就是神。
All right. And so Jesus goes on now with his answer. Yeah.Okay, so I apologize. I like to look at the clock there, but it isn't there, and I didn't look at this one. All right, let's take a break now then.
我们做一个茶歇的休息。
Lord, we want to thank you for the fact that Jesus Christ is God.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，为了这样的事实，耶稣基督是神。
We thank you that he's the good shepherd.
我们要谢谢您，因为他是一位好牧人。
We thank you that he invites us to be one of his sheep.
我们要谢谢您，他邀请我们成为他的羊。
We thank you that he gives us eternal life.
我们要谢谢您，他给我们永生。
And we thank you that he gives us good food, which we're going to enjoy now.
也给我们好的食物，我们现在能够享用。
We give thanks in Jesus' name.
这样的感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Very nice. Thank you for that refreshment, ladies.
很好吃啊，谢谢大家。
When the men run the program, we don't have good food.
如果是弟兄的活动呢，我们常常就吃的东西很差啊。
So thank you very much.
谢谢大家。
Let's just pray briefly. Lord, we turn again to your word.
主啊，我们再一次转向您。
And we pray that you will teach us. We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告求您教导我们，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. All right, verses 34, 35, and 36. We should read those verses together in Chinese and then in English.
我们再读三节哈，34, 35, 36节啊。刚才停在谁呢？
耶稣说：“你们的律法上岂不是写着，我曾说你们是神吗？
经上的话是不能废的。若那些承受神道的人，尚且称为神。”故作分别为圣，又差到世间来的，他自称是神的儿子。你们还向他说，你是健忘的话，你说健忘的话吗？
Okay, yeah.
All right, together.
Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I have said you are gods? If he called them gods,to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. What about the one whom the Father set apart as his very own and sent into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy because I said, I am God's son?
So here's a very interesting response.To the accusation they made, saying, You're blaspheming, you said you are God.
对，这是一个非常有意思的回应啊，因为那些人说耶稣亵渎神，说他说他自己是神，那就算亵渎神。所以耶稣的回应是，这里这个回应很有意思。
So he said, Well, if you go back into your Old Testament, into the book of Psalms, you will find there that GodCalls that the Bible calls some judges gods.
所以他说，你若回到旧约哈，你会看见，圣经称呼一些士师啊，也称呼他们为神。
That's very strange because actually in the book of Psalms, the Bible does call some judges gods.
所以的确在诗篇里哈是这么称呼的，称为。称这些以色列的士师称他们为神。
So Jesus is saying, you can't change scripture. The Bible is precisely correct in everything it says.
所以耶稣说呢，其实圣经是非常精准的，在他说的每一个用词上。
Which is very interesting. Jesus said the scripture cannot be broken.
所以耶稣说呢。圣经是不能违背的。
How much of the Old Testament did Jesus believe?
那耶稣也相信多少的旧约呢？
All of it.
所有的。
How much of the Old Testament should you and I believe?
那我们应该相信多少旧约呢？
All of it.
所有的。
Some parts are easier to believe than others.
有的部分可能比其他的部分更容易信一些。
And that's because the Bible in the Old Testament has got lots of miracles too.
那是因为呢，旧约也有很多的神迹。
So Billy Graham was once asked the question, "Do you believe everything it says in the Old Testament?"
有一次，葛贝里呢被人问一个问题，说你是不是相信旧约所说的一切呢
？And Billy Graham said yes.
葛贝里弟兄说是的。
And then Billy Graham said, sorry, the man said to Billy Graham, "The Bible says that the great fish swallowed Jonah." And Jonah was in his belly for 3 days and three nights.
然后呢，那个人就是问葛培里，说圣经说啊，有一条大鱼把约拿吞进去了，约拿在他肚子里三天三夜。
And Billy Graham said, "Yes, I believe that."
然后葛培里说，是的，我相信这件事。
Now, how did that happen?
那这个怎么发生的？
It was a miracle.
这就是个神迹。
So Billy Graham said, "I would even believe that story." If the story said Jonah swallowed the whale,
那葛培里说呢？如果这个圣经里是这么说的，说约拿把那鱼给吞了，我也相信。
Okay, which is a bigger miracle, for a whale to swallow a man and the man lives, or for the man to swallow the whale?
那哪一个是更是难相信的神迹呢？就是一条鱼把人吞了，人活着。还是人把一条鲸鱼吞了？你觉得你更
？A miracle is a miracle. What difference does it make? It's a miracle.
所以神迹就是个神迹。
All right. So Jesus said the Scripture cannot be broken.
所以耶稣说，这圣经是不能被违背的。
So what is his argument here?
那他这里的逻辑是什么呢
？He's saying God through the Bible.Says some men are gods.
所以他说神借着圣经称某一些人为神。
But he says if the Bible calls some judges God, why would you be angry with me if I say that God sent me and I am God?
所以他说如果圣经在旧约里都称呼一些事实为神，那我说我是神差来的。我也是神，你们为什么那么生气呢
？He said, "Surely I've got more credibility than those judges."
而且他说，从表面上看，你很明显，我比那些士师所给你们的可信度要大得多了。
Those judges never did miracles.
那些士师没有做像我这样的神迹。
But I've done all these miracles to prove that I am God.
然后我也做了这么多神迹来证明我就是神。
And these other judges, they were powerful, they were leaders, but I am far greater than them.
这些士师他们很有能力，他们是领袖，但是我比他们可要大得多了。
Therefore, he's saying to them, "You didn't stone those judges because they were acting like God."
然后你们不去拿石头打这些士师，虽然他们也被称为神，像神一样工作。
Why would you stone me? Because I'm far greater than God, and I say I am God.
如果我却做比士师们更大的工作，我说我是神，你们却拿石头打我。
Which is very interesting to me.
这个对我来说很觉得很有意思。
Do you think that anybody is smart enough to win an argument with Jesus?
你觉得有人会聪明到能够驳斥耶稣的逻辑吗？
A lot of people say, when I meet God, I'm going to say da da da.
所以很多人觉得呢，我见到上帝，我一定要跟他理论一下。
You're not smart enough to win an argument with Jesus.
你是不可能在神那能够跟他理论的。
All right, so that's what he says.
这就是他说的。
Now, verse 37.
37节。
He says, "Do not believe me." Unless I do what my father does.
他说我若不行我父的事呢，你们就不必信我。
So what did God do that Jesus didn't do? What did God do that Jesus didn't do?
就是耶稣不做的事里啊，那神做了什么呢？
What was that answer again?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. Jesus did everything that God did. So name some things that God did.
所以答案是一点也没有，就是你可以想象没有什么事是耶稣做神不做的，你可以想一些神做的什么事。
What did God do?
神做了什么？
God created the world.
神创造了世界。
Did Jesus ever do anything like that?
神耶稣有没有做类似的事呢？
Yeah, he gave a man some sight one day. He couldn't see anything, and God spit on the ground, made some clay, sent him to wash, and the man could see.
有一个生来瞎眼的瞎子啊，就是耶稣和泥吐唾沫和泥给他开了眼啊。
Okay, Jesus is the creator.
耶稣是那个创造主啊。
He did what God did. What else did God do?
神还做了什么？
Well, God in the days of the children of Israel, the children of Israel went through the Red Sea and came out on the other side.
那在以色列人的时代呢，他们下了红海啊，走干地到另外一边。
Was that a big miracle?
这是不是很大的神迹呢？
Did Jesus ever do anything like that?
耶稣有没有做类似的事呢？
Jesus one day started walking on top of the water.
耶稣有一天直接就水面上走了。
Okay, he didn't bother drying the land and walking on the land. He just walked on top of the water.
所以他不需要把这个水弄开啊，再就走下走干地，他直接走水面走过去了。
There was a terrible storm. Jesus raised his hand and said, "Peace, be still."
有一天有特别大的风暴在船上，耶稣就说平静了吧，安静了，这个风浪就静。
Does Jesus control the winds?
耶稣是不是控制风呢？
Does Jesus control the water?
控制水呢？
What did God do that Jesus didn't do?
那有没有什么耶稣做了神做了耶稣做不了的呢？
And he says to them, "Listen, I've done the work that the Father did. I must be God."
所以耶稣就在说呢，我做了一切哈，父做了的事，所以我就是神呐。
All right, verse 38.
三十八节。
But if I do it. Even though you do not believe me, believe the miracles that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father.
我若行了，你们纵然不信我，也当信这些事，叫你们又知道又明白，父在我里面，我也在父里面。
If you believe what you do know, then you'll be able to believe the next step and the next step. But if you don't believe what you do know, you won't be able to understand the next step.
所以这个的逻辑就是，你如果相信了你现在所知的，你就后面会越知越多，越信越大。然后呢，你若不相信了，就没有后一步了。
Okay, those of you who are university experts.
我们在座有很多是大学的专家。
What is the prerequisite for understanding what you need to learn in the fourth year? The prerequisite.
先决条件啊， what's the,
what is a prerequisite?
Yeah.
What do you have to do in order to understand fourth year physics?
就如果你要明白第四年的，比如说一个课程啊，这个先决条件是什么？你必须要做什么？
You've got to learn second and third year physics.
你要先学第二年第三年的课程不是吗？
If you don't know second year physics, you're never going to know fourth year physics.
你不，如果第二年不学，你是做，学不到，不可能知道第四年怎么样。
And if you don't believe what you do know, then you're never going to believe the next step, the next level.
就是说你现在不相信你所知的呢，你也不可能为知道你未来想要可以知道的事情。
So verse 38 says,
38节说呢,
even though you do not believe me, believe the miracles that you may know and understand.
所以就算你们现在不相信我，要相信这些事啊，叫你们又知道又明白。
So what comes first?
什么是先来的?
Knowledge or belief?
知识呢，或者是信心，哪一样先呢？
Belief comes before knowledge.
所以信心是比知识要更早的。
People say, "I want to know, then I'll believe."
人们说呢，我要先知道，我才信。
God says, "No, you must believe, then you will know for sure.
然后神说不，你要先信，你才会知道。
Everything we do in life starts with belief and then knowledge.
所以我们的一生啊，都是从信心才会得着知识的。
Okay, somebody says, "Come and work for me. I'll give you lots of money and you'll have a good job."
有的人会说，来，我你要跟我工作哈，你有份好工作，跟着我就会有钱。
Do you do that because you know that's what's going to happen?
你决定去是因为你知道这件事情会发生吗？
No, you believe. You go to work for them, and you'll find out whether what they promised was true or not. But you only know after you take the step of belief.
你并不是说你知道他说的就一定会成真，而是你先相信他。你相信他了，你才知道他说的是不是真的，而不是你知道他是真的才相信他。你去的时候是你是不知道的。
The Bible says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good."
所以圣经说呢，你要尝一尝啊，你就知道主恩的滋味。
And you see it, you think this is interesting, and when you taste it, then you know it's good.
所以当你尝了，你就说，哎呦，这个东西很好。
It was a hot day in England. Many years ago,
许多年前呢，在英格兰啊，有一天很热。
The Prime Minister of England was at the table in a hot afternoon, and there was an orange there.
所以呢，总理呢，就坐在首相哈、啊，就在他的官邸里呢。那天下午很热，桌上有一个橘子。
His friend was having a meeting with him.
他的朋友呢，跟他在一起开一个会。
He reached over and he started to peel the orange and then he ate it.
然后呢，他就开始剥这个橙子，开始吃。
And he said to his friend, "That's a really good orange, isn't it?"
然后他就跟他的朋友说，哎呀，这个橙子真的很好吃，是不是？
And his friend said, "I don't know, you didn't give me any."
然后他朋友说，那我不知道是不是好吃，因为你没让我吃。
Okay, you don't know if it's a good orange until you eat it.
你不知你除非你吃了，你才知道这橙子好不好吃嘛，否则你怎么知道？
His friend was thirsty.
他朋友也很渴。
His friend was hot.
他朋友也很热。
His friend wanted an orange.
他朋友也想吃。
He'll never know whether it's good unless he eats it.
但除非他吃了，他才知道这好这东西好。
That's the great principle of God.
这就是神特别重要的原则。
You believe. And then you will know. You believe, and then you will understand.
你相信，你才能知道；你相信，你才能明白。
And that's why the Christian testimony is so important.
啊，这就为什么基督徒的见证如此重要。
Somebody says, "I don't really know." You say, "Well, I can tell you, I did that, and God bless me."
所以有的人跟你说，哎呀，我真的不知道是不是这样。你可以说。我告诉你，这就是事实，因为神祝福了我，我经历过了，我吃过了。
In chapter 9, the blind man said, "I don't know how it happened, but I listened to Jesus, I did what he said, and now I can see."
这就是约翰福音九章说的那个瞎子的经历。他说，我也不知道你们讲那些道理啊，但是有一件事我知道，以前我是瞎的。我听了耶稣的，我相信他，现在我能看见了。
Okay, that's the powerful testimony. Taste and see, you'll know the Lord's good.
这就是非常有力的一个见证。你尝了，你就知道主恩是什么滋味的。
Verse 39. 39
节。
Again, they tried to seize him, but he escaped their grasp.
他们又要拿他，他却逃出他们的手。
It's interesting.The end of many of their arguments was this: "You talk anymore, and I'll kill you."
所以你会发现很有意思。耶稣和法利赛人的很多的交谈，最后都是这样：你要再多说呢，我就杀了你。
They didn't answer him. They just got mad and said, "We don't want to hear you anymore. We'll kill you."
他们干脆就不回答，拒绝讨论。那我不想再听了，我们想杀了你。
And so when you read the Bible, you realize that Jesus makes sense.The people who oppose him are bad in every respect.
所以你读圣经的时候，你就知道了，耶稣其实是合理的，他是非常理性的。那些站在他对立面的人，其实非常 非常没有逻辑，而且对不讲道理。
Okay, so who's in charge?
谁是掌权的？
All the people there say we're going to kill you.
所有那些人站在那都说我要杀你。
And Jesus turns around and walks away.
但是耶稣却很从容地转身就走。
Who's the boss?
谁是老板？
Jesus is always the boss.
耶稣是那掌权的。
Okay, it doesn't matter who you are. Jesus is the boss.
耶稣是掌权的。
All right. Verses 41 and 42, please.
好，刚才停在谁呢？从四十节读到最后。
耶稣又往约旦河外去，有人向他施洗。他到了约翰起初施洗的地方，就住在那里。许多人来到他那里，他们说约翰一见神迹没有凭过，但约翰指着这人所说的一切话都是真的。
在那里信耶稣的人就多了。
Amen.
All right, in English. Then Jesus went back across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing in the early days. Here he stayed, and many people came to him. They said, though John never performed a miraculous sign, all that John said about this man was true. And in that place, many believed in Jesus. All right. So Jesus said, all right, I've spoken to you all. Now I'm going to go away.
对耶稣说，好，现在呢，我跟你们每个人都说了，现在我要离开了。
When is the best time to believe Jesus?
什么时候是信靠耶稣最好的时候呢？
When he's speaking to you right now?
就他当他对你说话的时候。
Why is that? He may go away.
因为他会离开的。
And he was in Jerusalem, and then he said, I'm going to go away.
他现在在耶路撒冷，他说我要走了。
We're not sure precisely where he went. He went down, probably from Jerusalem, down to Jordan, and over the Jordan to the other side.
他也许去耶路撒冷去了约旦河，然后去了约旦河的对面啊。
He went to the place where John the Baptist had been preaching.
这时候这个地方是原来施洗约翰讲道的地方。
And the place he went to was probably Bethabara.
那他去的地方呢？可能是
Bethabara. All right. So there are many words in the Hebrew language, many words in the New Testament that begin with the syllable Beth.
很多的希伯来语啊，它的起头的那个音节是 Beth.
Okay. One was called Bethlehem.
比方说呢，伯利恒就是 Bethlehem.
Another one is called Bethany.
啊，比如说伯大尼就是 Bethany.
One is called Bethphage.
还有一个叫 Bethphage.
And one is Bethabara.
这里呢叫 Bethabara.
So what's the word Beth mean?
Bethabara 可能是别是巴哈。Beth 是什么意思呢？
Beth house.
Beth 就是 house 的，就是房子的意思。
Bethlehem, the house of bread.
房子。Bethlehem 就是ham 就是面包的意思，就是面包的房子。
And they had some good bakers in Bethlehem, and they made good bread.
所以这 Bethlehem 呢，伯利恒有很多这个做面包做得很好的人，是粮仓的意思。
But Bethlehem was called the house of bread because Jesus came from Bethlehem, and he is the bread of life.
那伯利恒之所以真正成为伯利恒，是因为耶稣生在那里，他成为人生命的粮。
So this particular place, Bethabara, was down on the Jordan River, the other side of the Jordan River.
Bethabara 这个地方就是在约旦河的另一边啊。
So if you lived on the other side of the river, you had to cross the river to get to Jerusalem.
所以你必须要过约旦河才能去耶路撒冷。
And in those days, they had a little ferry that went across.
在那个时代呢，会有一条小，有个 有个小的渡船啊来回走。
If you want to go to Vancouver Island, you get on a ferry and you cross to Vancouver Island.
比方说你要去温哥华岛呢，你就要去乘渡轮。
When I was a boy, they didn't have an Oak Street Bridge, and they didn't have a tunnel to get across.
我小的时候呢，也没有这个隧道和桥啊。
So we used to go across on the Fraser Street Ferry.
所以我们过那个飞沙河啊，都不是走桥和走隧道的，就是走那个渡轮的。
Okay, and you go down Fraser Street, right to the end of Fraser Street, and there was a little dock, and you could put your car on a ferry, and it would cross the Fraser River to go to Richmond.
所以那时候去列治文是要把车开到那个渡轮上，然后呢，这渡轮到飞沙河对岸，然后你再开车开到列治文去。
Okay, and Eric Peterson is in Zambia.
Eric 现在在赞比亚。
And the Zambezi River is right beside where he lives.
那他赞比亚河就在他边上。
And to get across, they have a ferry.
所以他们也是要到对岸去，也得坐轮渡。
Okay. Now, the Jordan River is the same, only it's very small.
那约旦河也是，但约旦河很小。
In some places, the Jordan River is maybe only 50 or 100 feet wide, and less than that.
有的地方啊，约旦河大概只有15到20英尺宽，很窄。
But instead of getting wet crossing, they had a little ferry that went across.
但就不用涉水而过了，人们还是用坐渡轮了。
And so the place was called Bethany, the house of the ferry crossing.
所以伯大尼呢就是渡轮之家哈，就是那个地方。
So John the Baptist was preaching there.
所以施洗约翰在那里讲道。
And he preached there so that people who wanted to come to him from Jerusalem and so on, they would come down, they'd get on the ferry, they'd go across and listen to John.
所以当施洗约翰在那讲道的时候呢，耶路撒冷来的人下来就坐船，然后到他那里去听。
But the people on the other side who went to Jerusalem, they had to go there. They would get on the ferry, they'd go across Jordan, then they'd walk up to Jerusalem.
然后河对岸的人要去耶路撒冷也是来到这里。因为这个地方就是轮渡的地方，然后上船，然后到耶路撒冷去。
Now John the Baptist was a preacher.
施洗约翰是一个讲道人。
John the Baptist preached repentance.
他讲的是悔改的道。
He said, if you're going to come to God, you are going to have to repent.
他说你若要到神那里去呢，总是要悔改。
He said, you just can't walk into God the way you are right now.
你不能就现在你这个样子你到神那里去。
In the Old Testament, you couldn't go into the tabernacle, into the temple, unless you came God's way. You had to bring the appropriate sacrifice. You had to approach God His way.
所以在旧约的时候，你总是要用神告诉你的方法，就带着祭物啊，为自己的罪献祭，才能来到圣殿，来到神的面前。
Even the priests in the Old Testament couldn't go into God unless they went God's way.
所以即使是祭司啊，就为人献祭来做安排的旧约的那些祭司，他们也得按照神的方法为自己先赎了罪，才能到神面前去。
And each of the ways they went, I lost my train of thought. Yes, each of the ways the people in the Old Testament approach God was a picture of their repentance.
但是每一个上帝用给教导以色列人用的这个方法，其实都是一个图像，告诉我们悔改是个什么意思。
They would come with an animal.
比方说他们会带一只动物到神面前。
They would kill that animal.
他们会杀了这头动物。
And they would say by that,I'm a sinner. I deserve to die because of my sin, but the animal is going to die for me.
他的意思就是呢，我是一个罪人，我按道理应该是配得死亡的审判的。现在呢，这个动物替我死了。
Now the same is true of the people in John's day. John said, "You can come to God."But you must repent, you must believe on Jesus, and then you can come to God.
所以施洗约翰讲的悔改的道也是，就是你来到神面前呢，你不能就这么来，你得要悔改， 说我错了，我是个罪人，然后要接受耶稣基督成为你的救主，你才能到神面前去。
And so he said, instead of bringing an animal, what you do is you get baptized in order to show that you are repenting of your sin.
所以施洗约翰说呢，那你不是去献祭哈，那你什么样标志着你是真的悔改了呢？施洗就是你受洗了，说明你真的向人世人表明你是愿意悔改。
And so the picture is this. The people living way over here, they come to John.
所以呢，人们住在这里的人呢，他们来到施洗约翰那里。
They listen to what John says.
他们听约翰说的话。
They acknowledge that they're sinners.
他们也承认他们是罪人。
They repent of their sins.
他们为自己的罪悔改。
They get baptized in the Jordan.
然后他们就在约旦河里受洗了。
And then they get on the ferry and they go across.
然后他们上了渡轮就过了河。
Okay.Now, John's baptism was different from your baptism and my baptism.
所以施洗约翰的洗啊，跟你我的洗不太一样。
John, in John's day, Jesus was not yet crucified. They got baptized as a preparation for belief.
所以当约翰还活着的时候呢，耶稣还没有上十字架，所以约翰给他们的洗呢，其实是为他们接受耶稣做准备用的。
But Jesus died.
耶稣死了。
And so we get baptized.As a witness that we did believe.
所以我们受洗是一个见证，我们说我们真的相信耶稣。
In John's day, you get baptized to say, I want to believe.
那在约翰的时代呢，他们受洗是说我愿意要相信未来要来的耶稣。
Now we get baptized to say that we have already believed.
我们现在受洗是说我已经信了，我给大家一个见证。
那就是我们现在受的洗。
So whether our baptized today also need a requirement of repentance?
No. Baptism doesn't need repentance. Belief needs repentance.
所以应该说相信需要悔改。施洗呢只是一个结果。
You have repented already.
你已经悔改了。对。
Okay. Before you come to your baptism.
对对对。对，悔改在先，对，信的时候。
第一步、第二步、第三步。
对，信的
时候。第一步是悔改，然后再是信嘛。
不是，
然后
信
的
先。
Believe first.
Believe
first. Yes.
And then repent.
Well, belief is repent, isn't it?
Yeah. 所以相信就是悔改，这是两个事情是一个事情。
Okay, so here I am walking through life.
我现在在这里，我在走啊，我在生命中。
Okay. And I get here, I'm following my own way, I'm following the way of my friends, I'm following the way of sin, I'm following the devil, da da da.
然后我跟随我自己的路啊，我跟随我朋友、世界、罪的路，我一直往前走。
And then I hear about Jesus.
然后我先听见了耶稣的事。
And Jesus says, Harold, you're wrong. You're going in the wrong direction.
然后即使耶稣说呢 ，Harold， 你走错了路了，你走那个方向是错的。
What I realize when I listen to Jesus is I'm a terrible sinner.
然后我意识到呢，我是个挺糟糕的罪人。
I realize I must believe him.
我意识到我必须要相信他。
I realize I must repent.
我必须要悔改。
And so I turn around.
然后我就转向了。
Okay. Now I turn because I believe in Jesus.
我转向
I don't believe in the devil anymore.
我转向是因为
I don't believe in sin anymore. I've turned around now. I'm following Jesus.
我转向是因为我相信耶稣，我不再相信罪，我不再相信恶者在我身后所说的话。那我转向，我面对耶稣。
The word repent means to turn.
所以悔改这个词的意思就是转向。
I turn because I'm sorry for my sins.
那我转向是因为我对我的罪感到忧伤。
I turn because I say I don't want to go that bad way anymore.
那我转向是因为我说我不想再去走原来那条路。
I turn because I believe.
我转向是因为我相信了。
Now the question is, can you believe if you don't turn?
所以现在的问题是，你不转向，你可能信吗？
I could say I believe in Jesus. I'm just going down to the pub. I'm going to get drunk.
我不可能说呢，我相信耶稣，但是我还是走我原来的路，我去喝醉酒。
And you would say, Harold, you don't believe in Jesus.
你会说，哎，Harold，
其实 you still believe in sin.
你还是不相信耶稣，你还是相信罪嘛。
But then I say, no, I really do believe in Jesus. I'm not going to the pub. I'm going to follow Jesus.
你说不，我还是我真的相信耶稣，所以我要转向，我要到耶稣那里去。
As I start following Jesus, I see Jesus says I should be baptized.
所以当我开始跟随耶稣的时候呢，耶稣的给我的命令就说，哎，你要去受洗啊。
And so I get baptized.
然后我就受洗。
To show people that I believe in Jesus.
我这受洗是想告诉我身边的人，我相信了耶稣。
But before Jesus was killed, before Jesus died, John the Baptist said, "He's not here yet, but you get baptized to show that you want to believe in Jesus."
所以那个时候施洗约翰的洗的时候呢，耶稣还没有上十字架，所以这个洗的意思是，你现在准备好说我愿意接受未来要来的那个救主，因为那个救主还没有来。
Okay, so.There was the baptism of John was I want to believe, but the baptism of Jesus is I do believe.
所以施洗约翰的洗的里面的属灵含义是我愿意，我要相信，我准备相信。耶稣的洗的意思是我见证我已经信了，他已经我看见了，那个还没有看见。
所以耶稣来到地上，他刚开始传道，他说的第一句话就是。天国近了，你们要悔改，跟那个施洗约翰的是同一句话，也是同一个意思，是吗
？So the word the first when Jesus preached, so repent because the kingdom of God is near.
Yes.
So this is very exactly the same as what
John was preaching.
John was preaching.
Yes.
So these two are the same.
The Jesus, the Jesus logic, Jesus baptized in those early days.And he was saying exactly the same message as John. He's saying, you're sinners, you've got to repent. And then when Jesus died, he showed them how their sins could be forgiven. The first baptism, John's baptism, was, I want my sins to be forgiven. But then Jesus died so their sins could be forgiven. That's too much.
所以还是这个意思，就是他们俩讲的内容是一样，但是那个时候耶稣还没有上十字架，所以救恩没有做成，所以施洗约翰讲的时候那个意思是我想要我的罪得赦免，但是没有人能够做到这一点，除非耶稣死而复活。
那怎么来理解有些传道师说的是你必须要先破碎自己，你先要知道自己是个罪人，先要悔改，就有一颗悔改的心，然后破碎自己，然后才能是得救去相信选择，否则他说你没有那个破碎，你是不可能真正的去相信耶稣的，因为你都没破碎自己，你都没有真正的就是认为自己是个罪人。
Yeah, so some preachers said you need to be broken first or repent first before you can really believe in God.
因为他说是如果你没有破碎，你就没有真正的。
If you are not broken, you are not saved, truly saved. So how do we understand this?
Well, it all depends what you have to do to turn around.
Yeah. 所以这个完全取决于你要做什么才能让你转向。
Some people are simple and honest and trustworthy, and somebody says, "You're going the wrong way. Turn around."
所以有的人呢，他可能简单一点，那他里面那颗心更单纯一些，有的人那别人告诉他你错了，你要转向啊。
And they turn around.
啊，他就转向了。
Some people are very, very stubborn.
啊，有的人脖子硬一点，更固执一点啊。
And they say I won't turn around.
他就说我就不转向。
Okay. And they won't turn around.
啊，他一直不转向。
They won't turn around.
他一直不转向。
And they fall.
然后他就会撞到了。因为罪的结果自然就是破碎的，他就自然会撞墙的，墙是自然撞的，
就是不撞南墙不回头那种，
撞了南墙他就破碎了，
那个叫破碎。
对，
那可是也有听话的人，他听到这个他就自己
听了他就转了，
他就没有 broken， 他也转向，他也是得救的，
没错，那当
然。 That was David. David was a sinner.
David was a sinner. 大卫就是个罪人。
David got together with Bathsheba.
比如说大卫跟拔示巴有个很糟糕的罪。
God said, David, you're a sinner.
神说大卫你是个罪人。
David said, I can cover this sin.
神说呢，大卫说呢，那不行，我可以自己遮这个罪。
And so he brought the woman's husband, he brought him out of the war, and he tried to put the two of them together so that he could pretend that his son was the husband's son.
所以大家都知道这个故事啊，就是当大卫刚刚拔示巴犯奸淫罪的时候呢，拔示巴有孩子了，然后呢，大卫就我来遮盖这个罪，他把这个乌利亚呢，就这个妇人的丈夫从前线招回来，想让他们在一起呢，就使人们认为未来这个孩子是这个乌利亚的孩子。
And then he was stubborn, and he says, "What I'm going to do is I'm going to kill her husband."
然后呢，谁知道这个乌利亚就是不肯啊，就在他这个店门口睡了两晚上。然后呢，他说，那他更继续的心硬，大卫，他说，那这样我要把他派到前线最危险的地方杀了他。
And immediately after that, I'm going to marry her.
然后呢，等着乌利亚死了以后呢，他就娶这个寡妇了。
And it looked good, he said, I won't repent.
所以这看起来很完美，就是因为他说我就是不要悔改，我不要转向。
And all day, every day, all day, every day, the agony, his sin, his sin, his sin, his sin, his sin, and he said, I won't repent.
所以他就不停地犯罪，犯罪，犯罪，就在同一件事上，他就是因为他不肯说我要转向。
Psalm 32。
你看一下诗篇三十二。
That's not the verse I want.
51.
I've broken it into 51, probably 51. Broken in a contrite spirit, thou wilt not despise. Is it 51? Which one? I'm reading the wrong chapter. No wonder. Here we are. Psalm 51, verse 17.
17节，了解。17节啊，51，诗篇51的17节。
Psalm 51 and 17. Someone read that, please, in Chinese.
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神呐，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。诗篇五十一篇的十七节。所以这个我们就看见神要的是什么。
All right. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.David wrote those words in the context of the fact that God finally broke through and he repented of his sin.
所以最后呢，神大卫写这些，就是在他自己的经历里啊，在他的在这件事情上一直以来的经历里，他认识到这样的一个神的教导，就是神要的是他悔改的心呢，就是忧伤痛悔的心。
So, yes, belief always implies repentance.
所以信总是内涵的一个前提是他悔改了。
And belief always should imply brokenness.
那这样的话呢，也总是会内涵一个破碎的前提。
Sometimes it takes us a long time to become broken.
有的时候我们会花很长的时间我们才能破碎。
And so the best time to be broken is right now.
所以最好被破碎的时候就是现在了。
Okay.
越早越好。
If you're broken right now, you don't have to crash.
因为你越早的被破碎，你转向了就不至于粉身碎骨了，要撞碎了。
So I've got a friend, and he says, you know, when I became a Christian, God saved me from a life of stealing.
所以我有个朋友啊，他说我得救的时候呢，神是把我从什么样的生活里带出来的？偷东西。
And he saved me from a life of drugs.
然后呢，酗酒。
And he,
吸毒。
He saved me from a life of bad morals.
以及很糟糕的道德哈，就是他可能个人生活很。
And the people listening to him thought, "Wow, you really were a bad guy, weren't you?"
然后人们听到这个时候，你真是个很糟糕的人啊。
He said, "I became a Christian when I was 10 years old."
他说我十岁哈就信主了。
And they said, "How could you be saved from being a thief?" And I can't remember what I said there. How could you be saved up from all that when you were 10 years old?
你十岁你就干那么多坏事，怎么可能？
He said, "Because I got saved, and I didn't have to become a drunkard and all those other terrible things. God saved me before that. He saved me from it all by saving me before I did any of it."
他说呢，我正是因为我十岁得救啊，神才让我避免我成为我刚才说的那样的人。
So when's
the best, 否则的话呢，我以后就一定是这样的。
When's the best time to be broken?
什么时候是破碎最好的时候？
Before you do all the bad things.
就在你做这些坏事之前，你破碎不是最好的吗？
Okay, you can be broken after you do all the bad things. Why not be broken before?
那你可以在这之后啊，你撞了南墙再回头，那你不为什么不现在呢？
But yes, we want to be broken.
所以我们总是盼望能被神破碎。
I just want to say, there are two, the repentance of David. He lost his fellowship. He was saved. Okay, he loved the Lord. He was saved. But he lost his fellowship with God because he was entering into sin. Okay, a person that is not a believer yet, okay, he needs to repent and agree with God and say, "I am wrong, and you are right about me, and I don't want to be a sinner. And I can't pay for my sins. But I know you love me and you sent Jesus to die for my sins. And I believe your son that he loved me and died for my sins." That repentance there before getting saved is a different repentance than the fellowship of repentance. Okay, you lose that closeness to God when you go in, you enter into sin. But you are still saved. You still belong to God.
所以有两种的悔改啊，那这两种的悔改是针对两种不同的人，一种呢是对没有得救的人，一种对于得救的人啊，因为得救的人也是会犯罪的。那大卫的这个问题就是他是一个得救的人，他并不是说因为他和拔示巴犯罪他就失掉救恩了，但是得救的人当他犯罪的时候呢，他会导致一个什么后果呢？会让他跟神之间失掉那爱的亲密的关系啊，就像父亲和孩子。孩子犯罪以后，孩子还是父亲的儿子，但是孩子跟父亲已经没有那爱的联系了。那大卫就是因此跟神失掉了那个关系。所以大卫的悔改会达到个什么效果呢？让他恢复跟神那爱的联系啊，这个是一个得救的人他要去做悔改的目的。那一个没有得救的人呢，他要接受基督成为他的救主，这个悔改是让他重生的啊，是他的这个悔改是从死到生的这么一个过程。但是呢，一个得救的人呢，他就算他在罪里呢，他的救恩没有失掉，他还是得救，只是他失掉了跟父亲那个爱的联系。
David was miserable for over a year because he was hiding the sin, but when he confessed it here in Psalm 51, all of a sudden all the pressure and all the relief came off of him because he knew God would forgive his sin.And he was right with God again. He asked for forgiveness.
所以这里会有一个不同的表现形式，就是大卫在写这个我们刚才读的诗篇五十一篇之前啊，整整一年呢，他是极其痛苦的。就是一个被主得着的重生得救的人呢，他在罪里的状态就是这样，就他这个受罪的后果折磨啊，就他知道不对，所以他这一年里他就觉得他这个是生不如死啊，所以最终他决定他向神悔改，他就回到了跟神那个爱的关系里。但是一个没有重生得救的人，他可能没有这个感受，他在这里还挺嗨的，直到他撞了南墙他才会去思考。
A person that's truly saved have the spirit of God in their heart, and if they do something wrong, they know that they must be right with God. They can't continue on doing that. And the Spirit of God convicts them and brings them back to the Savior for repentance, for forgiveness. And the Savior is always there with his open arms. He loves us and he wants to forgive us.
所以一个得救的人呢，他里面那个圣灵啊，会提醒他，当他犯罪的时候，会一直告诉他。那他，所以他里面会很挣扎的，直到他向神悔改。但是你要知道，上帝是永远张开他的双手，他在等你回来，就像一个父亲等那个浪子回家是一个道理。
A person that has not repented is not saved. He doesn't have the Spirit of God in his heart, convicting him of sin. And leading him to the Savior again for fellowship.
所以，但对于一个没有得救的人来说，他就没有圣灵在他里面去做这个事儿，所以他不知道这个什么是对的不对，所以他在罪里他就没有这个忧伤痛悔的心了。
So today is the day of salvation.
所以永远都是这样的一句话，就今天就是得救的日子，就是总是出此入生的信心是最重要的。
Tomorrow might not come.
因为明天还有没有，其实不一定的。
It's the most important decision you'll make in your life.
Amen. 这是一个人一生中最重要的一个决定。
All right. Well, the unfortunate thing is that our time is gone.
我们时间到了，今天。
I do have my watch here. I can see that.
等下我有手表在这，我看见。
So we're just going to pray.
我们要多祷告。
We are thankful for the Word of God. We just want to understand it more.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for helping us to understand today.
主啊，我们要谢谢您帮助我们来理解今天神的话语。
Today we have heard the truth of God.
今天我们听见了神的真理。
Now our prayer is that we will believe and obey what we have heard.
我们的祷告是我们愿意。有相信和顺服的心。
And Lord, we don't just pray for ourselves. Each of us comes from a big family. We've got friends. There are many, Lord, who need to know this good news.
主啊，我们来自不同的家庭，每一个家庭都有很多的成员。我们盼望每一个人都能听见这好消息。
And we thank you for telling us about it and giving us the grace to begin to believe.
我们谢谢您。给我们这样的恩典能够开始相信。
But Lord, we pray for those we love that they might find the Savior too.
我们也为我们所爱的人献上祈求，盼望他们也能够找到认识救主。
And so bless our witness as we go to tell others about Jesus.
也当我们向他人做见证的时候，给我们力量和祝福。
We give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.